You all can remain seated. I'm going to share a few things, and then we'll praise the Lord. But let's pray before we begin. God, thank you so much for giving us your best because you love us so much, that you gave us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb, who shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin, the restoration of all mankind. To you be the glory, God. And God, we acknowledge that all of Christianity, all our hope, hinges on the truth that Jesus was raised from the dead. And we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said, amen. Amen. Glory. Well, last week, Karen ministered, and it was a great word on Passover and what Passover means and all of the different symbolisms and examples and illustrations of that. I learned some things. I thought that was just very, very good. So thank you, Karen, for that. You know, Passover, if how many of you watch the Ten Commandments? Anybody see the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
There's an extreme amount of error in that movie, but the main point's there. And you know, when the blood is applied to the lintel and the doorpost, then death passes over that home. And that was to typify when Jesus is our Passover lamb and his blood being shed. And when we apply, in other words, when we accept his sacrifice, we are applying that blood to the lintel and doorpost of our heart. And death, or in other words, the life, you can live life in life, or you can live life in a state of death, which is reaping the curse that operates in this world. But when you apply the blood of Christ to your heart, death passes over to those who have the blood of Christ on their heart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, you don't have to turn there, but it says, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He was the Passover lamb. His blood was shed. And Jesus Christ and his blood only, has the power to even cleanse our conscience, the Bible says, from all guilt, shame, fear, the effects of what sin has done. So when we apply the blood of Christ to our heart, you and I are no longer held captive to death, to sin, to the curse. I mean, this is something to get extremely excited about. John 8:36 says, so if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I want to just share something about this that I think we really need to understand. There's many aspects, but one for today. Go back to the time of the Hebrews, Ten Commandment movie, because it gives you like a visual. That night, they had to apply blood. Notice that the blood just didn't appear. God didn't just pick and choose and say, hey, I'm just going to apply blood to these homes and not those. They had to sacrifice a lamb. They had to apply the blood themselves. And when they did that, death passed over. So there's responsibility, there's action. We have a part to play. Everybody in the home was kept safe. They experienced salvation. Grasp this in your heart. But the next day, they had to do something. Blood was applied, they applied it, they experienced safety, freedom. In other words, being in captivity in prison, the doors were now open, the chains fell off, but they had to do something. They had to step out and begin to follow their leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, who Moses was an example of, and walk. They had to walk in the freedom that was purchased for them. for them to experience the newness of life, the freedom that God has provided for them, they had to do something. They actually had to walk in that freedom to experience it. Too many Christians are not experiencing the new life, freedom from the curse, which involves freedom from sickness, freedom from disease, poverty, you name it. Freedom from the curse that is operating in this world. They may have applied the blood. Death may have passed them over. But they never began to walk in that freedom and walk in the newness of life. God didn't drag them out of the house and drag them along. No, He said, follow. Come out and follow. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. As I mentioned earlier in the prayer, all of Christianity, all of our hope, I mean, we are utterly wasting our time if Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead. Everything that we put our hope and our trust and our faith in rests on that one fact, that one truth. Now, if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is vain. Moreover, we are found to be false witnesses of God because we testified against God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. And in 1 Peter 1:3 says this, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Out of all of the world religions, think about that. Not one of them have a God that died for them and that God raised them to life. Except our God. We serve a God that's not dead and that we have some kind of idol to remember His past life. But He's alive. He's alive today. He's alive in us. And He's still giving new life and freedom from the curse and freedom from sickness, freedom from disease, freedom from poverty. Let us honor the Lord for His life of sacrifice, His obedience of the cross, His death, His resurrection to new life, which gives us hope and provides the power to live that new life. Let's also honor the Lord by walking in that freedom that He purchased for us with His blood. Last scripture, and then we'll praise the Lord. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. I got to read it again. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, dwells in me, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Come on now, come on, let's praise the Lord. Would you all stand? Let's just clap, let's just praise Him as the worship band comes together. Glory be to God.